For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond. State officials have decided to ban hydrofracking within New York, but battles continue over infrastructure projects that support the natural gas industry. One of the projects targeted by both sides of the debate is a pipeline running from Pennsylvania to New York. The 124-mile Constitution Pipeline would carry natural gas from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County in New York. There it connects with lines that run to northeastern cities. Federal regulators approved the project in December. Now, New York's Department of Environmental Conservation is conducting its own review. The DEC held the first of three public hearings in Binghamton on Monday. Catherine Hollerin is a landowner in Pennsylvania. She's refused to sign an agreement with the pipeline company.
Because we don't want it on our land, and we don't like where they're trying to put it through, and they're taking all our trees and all our woods and the backside of our property and cutting through all our fields.
But the hearing also drew a large group of union members dressed in orange shirts. A truck carrying a pro-pipeline electronic billboard idled out front during the meeting. Members of the union handed out signs criticizing Governor Cuomo for the Southern Tier's slow economy. They loudly disagreed with anti-pipeline speakers and occasionally cut them off when their allotted time was up. One, Daniel Galligan, argued in the hallway with an organizer from Pennsylvania.
Everything is safe.
You are going to be compensated.
I'm a union member too, and I'm embarrassed that you guys are here because there's landowners losing property, and they're working families too, just like you're working families.
That's right.
The tension is likely to continue at the two remaining public hearings. The DEC will accept public comments on the Constitution Pipeline until February 27th. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.